canvas one way or another, but it was more important that I should have thought of it in words, in terms of words, before I actually drew it. What a glass does represent is not a copy of a bride in her best clothes or otherwise, yet there are parts that are called the bride and the other part of the glass which is called the bachelors. In other words, you can see the bachelors in a sort of not abstract form, but at least not detailed forms or not natural form. The same with a bride is an invention of a bride, of my own, a new human being, half robot and half fourth dimensional. The idea of the fourth dimension also was very important in that period. Anything that has a three-dimensional form is the projection in our world from a fourth-dimensional world. And my bride, for example, would be a three-dimensional projection of a fourth-dimensional bride. All right. Then since it's on the glass, it's flat, so my bride is a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional bride who also would be a fourth-dimensional projection on the three-dimensional world of the bride.